Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it's July 21st, which means it's episode 2 of Journey Through James, our 2-week immersion excursion through the book of James, the brother of Jesus speaking truth to us about how to live the Christian life. And we're taking our time. We're just biting off small pieces and really letting them absorb deeply into our hearts with the hope that indeed they can help transform us into that person that is closer and closer to God and the person God created us to be. Yesterday we just covered 8 verses and we talked about the trials we face in life. And indeed, we should see those as nothing but joy. Did you focus on that yesterday? And indeed, when we do that and endure things, that's what helps make us mature and complete, lacking in nothing. So without the trials, without the challenges, without the hardships, we wouldn't even have the chance to be mature and complete. That's what this life's about, see? And he went on and talked about wisdom and how all of us should live by wisdom. And if any of us lack it, that's what God wants to give us. Indeed, as we've talked many times, that comes from the Holy Spirit. That is God's wisdom. But you must ask for it in faith and not be one of those doubters. Your faith must be firm and stable and unwavering to receive the blessings of God. All that in 8 verses. And today, well, today, 3 verses. Verses 9 through 11 in chapter 1. We call this little section Poverty and Riches. So let's prepare for it. The votive candle is aflame. And the monks are chanting boldly, proudly. And the tea, it's kava tea today, my favorite. Kava tea with a little splash of milk. All righty. Now let's clear our minds, empty our hearts. We've got 3 verses of the book of James today to absorb. Let's begin. The letter of James, chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Let the believer who is lowly boast in being raised up, and the rich in being brought low, because the rich will disappear like a flower in the field. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the field. Its flower falls, and its beauty perishes. It is the same way with the rich. In the midst of a busy life, they will wither away. Amen. And now that you've heard the words of James, we know in our hearts that God has a message for us. It's different for each one of us, but within these living words contains a word from God that we need to hear, that God has intended for us. It may come in a thought, in a vision, an intuition, but right here in these 3 verses contains the message that God has for you today. So let's read it through one more time, listening indeed for what God has to say to us. Let the believer who is lowly boast in being raised up, and the rich in being brought low, because the rich will disappear like a flower in the field. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the field. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. It is the same way with the rich. In the midst of a busy life, they will wither away. I encourage you to focus on that text today. Listen to this recording once or twice more. Pick up your own Bible, your own translation, and read it over and over. And let God speak to you through the living words of the book of James. Here is our benediction devotion for today, brought to you by Sarah Young and her devotional Jesus Calling. Jesus has some closing words for all of us today. Here's what he says. Rest in my presence when you need refreshment. Resting is not necessarily idleness, as people often perceive it. When you relax in my company, you are demonstrating trust in me. Trust is a rich word, laden with meaning and direction for your life. I want you to lean on, trust, and be confident in me. When you lean on me for support, I delight in your trusting confidence. Many people turn away from me when they are exhausted. They associate me with duty and diligence, so they try to hide from my presence when they need a break from work. How this saddens me. As I spoke through my prophet Isaiah, in returning to me and resting in me, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. And amen. Thank you for listening in for episode 2 of Journey Through James. I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow, and remind you that tomorrow evening at 7, we will have our Zoom conversation together, facilitated by Bruce Conlon. So in the email tomorrow, I will send out a couple documents that Bruce wants us to look at to get acquainted with James in a broader way, and also to remind folks that he'll be going by the Message version of James. So if you have that version with you, you may want to have it handy Wednesday night. Not required, though. And so, until tomorrow, may God richly bless your life and shine His light all around those whom you love. Amen. Oh,